الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال تعالى شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه ومن صام إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه فقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رب صائم ليس له من صيامه إلا الجوع ورب قائم ليس له من قيامه إلا السهر أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته My most respected ulama, huffaz, elders and brothers. First and foremost, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whom out of His infinite mercy, shafqat, raham and fazal and Allah Rabbul Izzat mercy and rahmah that Allah Rabbul Izzat has bestowed us another month of Ramadan. It is not easy for me to speak here today knowing that this was the place of our beloved Hazrat Ma'inus Patel Rahmatullahi. This sinful servant is not fit for this but with the instructions and the hukam of my elders Hazrat Mawlana Naeem Sahab, I fulfill his command. Everybody recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa Ashabihi wa Barik wa Sallim. Allah Rabbul Izzat has sent us onto earth for a reason. You and I know very well that we wake up every morning, everybody has some goal before him. Everybody has some goal before him which he wants to fulfill. Somebody will wake up in the morning with the intention, okay, I'm going to open my shop today and I am going to make a lot of profit. Somebody gets up this morning and he says that I'm going to my surgery and I'm going to see what the sick people need and how I can help them. Somebody will get up this morning and will say that I am a fireman and I will see how I can put out the fires to protect the people from getting harmed. But Allah Rabbul Izzat outlines in the Qur'an-i-Majid, what is our maqsad-i-hayat? What is our purpose and our object of life? The opening chapter of Surah Mulk, the opening verses of Surah Mulk, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكُ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions, which we're supposed to read and we ought to read every night before we sleep, Suratul Mulk, which will protect us from the azab of Qabr as well. That's the virtue of Suratul Mulk. So Suratul Mulk, Allah Ta'ala says, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكُ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah Ta'ala the Almighty, the All Great, Alladhi, the Blessed, Tabarak Alladhi Biyadihi Al-Mulk, Allah Ta'ala, the one in whose hands is all kingdom, is all might, is all power, is every strength. Allah Rabbul Izzat, Alladhi khalaqal mawta wal hayata liyabluwakum. What is the maqsad-i hayat? The maqsad-i hayat, Allah Ta'ala states that Allah Rabbul Izzat has created life and death so that He may test us. Liyabluwakum. Allah Rabbul Izzat uses the word test. So everybody knows in this world that we are going through some test as well. Somebody is going through some financial difficulty. Somebody is going through some domestic problem. Somebody is going through some health issues. So each and every one has some problem in this world. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. But Allah Pak mentions in the Quran Sharif that what is this test? This test is that which one of you is the best in carrying out good deeds. Subhanallah. That this month of Ramadan, the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is already at home, which has already entered our home, and which has already entered our life and our heart for this year. How much of qadr and appreciation and respect have we shown for this auspicious month thus far? It is never too late, my dear friends and brothers, that our intention should be that we should make this month of Ramadan the best Ramadan in our entire life. So many months of Ramadan have passed, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, so many months of Ramadan have passed in my life, but did I think like a businessman? Have I ever thought like a businessman how he thinks when he sees his balance sheet at the end of the financial year? Okay, last year I read so many siparas. Last year I made so much of tasbih. Last year I made so much of istighfar. Last year I gave so much of sadaqah and khairat. Last year I broke ties with so many people and amended ties with so many people. Have I taken stock of myself before the coming of this month of Ramadan? But this month of Ramadan, which is already here, the very auspicious and greatest guest of all the months. What resolution am I making, being the first Friday of this auspicious month of Ramadan? They say life begins with a new beginning. Subhanallah. The birth of a child ushers into this world a new beginning of life. At puberty, a person has another life, because now he has become an adult. When a person gets his graduation, then now he says that now I'm a big boy. Now I am a doctor sahab. Now I am a mulli sahab. Now I am a qari sahab. So I have graduated. So now he looks at life in a different way. And when a person has gone for Hajj, for example, then we know the Hadith Sharif is very clear. That person, man hajja lillah wa lam yarfuth wa lam yafsuq, raja'a ka yawmin waladathu ummuhu kama qala alayhi salatu wa taslim. That person who makes Hajj for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he does not commit any obscenity or any vice or any wrangling or any quarreling, then he returns like the day his mother had given birth to him. May Allah Ta'ala take us all again and again. So Hajj makes us a new person as well. Similarly, Allah Rabbul Izzat loves us so much. Allah Rabbul Izzat loves you and I more than our mothers. Allah Pak is prepared to forgive each and every sin of ours, no matter how great that sin may be. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Allah Rabbul Izzat says in the Quran Majid, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. That do not despair and do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. That Allah Rabbul Izzat is prepared to forgive every single sin of ours. Every single sin of ours. My dear friends and elders, Allah Rabbul Izzat is giving us this mawqa of the month of Ramadan, which we know very well, that awwaluhu rahmah, the first portion of the month of Ramadan, is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is raining upon us in great magnitude. In great magnitude, I say. We will not understand and not imagine the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month of Ramadan, my dear friends and elders. Our minds are too small to comprehend and understand this. So this month of Ramadan, Allah Rabbul Izzat is giving us another opportunity to make a resolution to change our lives. My dear friends and elders and brothers, Allah Rabbul Izzat loves us so much, that He looks for every small bahana, every excuse to forgive us. For example, a person, his miswak is in the right pocket. He puts his hand into the left pocket. For the Torah sataklif that he underwent, Allah Rabbul Izzat is making his maghfirat as well. For reciting one durood upon Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala is giving us immense rewards. And also a person's sins are being forgiven as well, with the other virtues and benefit of his status being elevated, and nekis are written for him. So Allah Rabbul Izzat is atoning us and cleansing us before we leave this world. We all very well know that we all going to leave this world one day. In the words of our Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayh, may Allah fill his qabr with noor, he used to mention that why should we take a basket load of sins and go to the qabr? When Allah Ta'ala is giving us these opportunities where we can make istighfar, we can make sincere tawbah, we can repent, we can turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah Ta'ala is ever willing and all prepared to forgive us as long as we don't commit shirk. And as long as we do not ascribe any partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ahadith on the waqiyas that are mentioned in the kitabs of tafsir and hadith and commentary are so many with regards to the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then how Allah ta'ala forgave the people of the past. But Allah Rabbul Izzat is giving us this month of Ramadan. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was nobody who made more istighfar than him. إِنِّي لَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ سَبْعِينَ مَرَّةٍ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. کہ حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, he was معصوم. حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was sinless. But imagine being a معصوم, sinless نبی of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there was nobody who feared and loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than him. We know very well for a fact. But he was asked, why do you make so much of istighfar? He said, should I not be a grateful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Should I not be a grateful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So side by side with the istighfar, making a lot of istighfar, we should also make a lot of shukr as well. Sabr or shukr, dono zarur. Lekin dast-e khuda mein wahi manzoor. We know very well that whatever sabr we have to make, this is the month of sabr. The person sees the ice cold coke on a hot day. He's tired. He's feeling thirsty. What it is that stops us from drinking that water and that cold drink? It is that spark of iman in our heart, my dear friends. If we just have to analyze that you and I today, from the sight of the crescent of Ramadan, I say it out of shukr and out of a lesson which my ustad had mentioned, so I'll mention it. Ke hum sab wali ban gaye. Ke hum sab wali ban gaye. We all have become the walis and the close friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just by the sight of the crescent of the month of Ramadan. Subhanallah. And for that Allah ta'ala loves us so much. So we all have become walis overnight. We have shunned our evil. We know that the shayateen are chained. And we know that the doors of Jannah and Paradise are open for us. But remember, with all these fazail and with all these virtues, there comes action. Because they say action speaks louder than words. So we have to prove ourselves with our actions. This month, we know very well that this is the month of Quran. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ The month of Ramadan, Allah Rabbul Izzat revealed the glorious Quran. So this is the month of Ramadan. Ramad means to burn. So we are burning our sins away. Even the sleep of a fasting person is ibadat. So imagine his tilawat, what will that be? Allah Rabbul Izzah listens to the tilawat of a person who is reading the Quran in Majid more than how a person listens to the singing of his slave. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He is closer to us than our jugular vein. Remember my friends and brothers, talking about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, puts the greatness of Allah ta'ala in our heart. Like how a person who's talking the entire day about rands and dollars and properties and commodities and appliances and what have you, and diamonds and gems. So to a certain extent the conviction, to a certain extent the greatness of those items enter his heart. So we should not make it so that all these things drown us in this dunya. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to always mention, okay, keep that million rand check in your pocket, but don't let one cent of that enter your heart. Subhanallah. Words of wisdom. Words of wisdom for you and I to take home and remind ourselves that Allah Rabbul Izzat, our supreme being, He will not allow us and want us to do anything which we are not capable of. My dear friends and brothers, Allah Rabbul Izzat does not want our fast. Allah Rabbul Izzat does not want us to go hungry. Allah Rabbul Izzat wants to see لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Allah Rabbul Izzat wants to see how much of Allah consciousness I have brought into my life. Allah Pak wants to see, and Allah Pak wants to give us the opportunity to rectify our life and become better Muslims. As we said, the businessman want to better his profits every year. So on the same token, we should want to improve our fast every year. It is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif that رُبَّ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعِ That there are many a fasting person that he does not get from his fast except hunger. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. What is the meaning of this Hadith Sharif? And for a fasting person, his fast is a shield. It's a hadith of Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he should protect that shield and that covering. And he should not tear it and rip it apart. What are those actions that rips the fast apart and damages our fast and lessens the quality and the value of our fast in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? My dear friends and elders, the fasting and staying away from food and drink is the easy part. That you and I can do when we're traveling also and we are not fasting. That you and I can do when we don't have, they say, crown in our pocket. We can do without food for that day. So Allah Rabbul Izzat wants to see how much of Allah consciousness we can bring into our life. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ That the taqwa, Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, talking about taqwa, Umar radiallahu ta'ala an asked one sahabi, what is taqwa? So the sahabi replied, okay, did you travel on a path that is thorny and full of shrubs? Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu answered and he said, yes. And he said, what will you do when you're on that path? He said, I will hold my clothes together and I will make sure that I do not get scratched or hurt. So the sahabi answered and said, that is taqwa. That is taqwa. That we know the road out there, the world out there is inviting us to vice and sin and guna, to displease Allah Rabbul Izzat. But this month of Ramadan, Allah Pak is conscientizing our mind, putting our vehicles into this workshop of this beautiful month of Ramadan to take stock of ourselves. To say, have I disobeyed my parents? Have I done anybody down? Have I swore at anybody? Have I ridiculed anybody? Have I mocked anybody? Do I owe anybody money? Have I swore anybody? My dear friends and elders and brothers, what is the nature? What is the crux? What is the essence of tasawwuf? From our awliya and mashayikh, we learn that kisi ko takleef na do. That a person, if he does not give anybody any sort of takleef, then he's a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very easy to become a wali. All we have to do is stay away from guna. Stay away from guna. Don't cause anybody harm. Don't hurt anybody. Hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man al-muflis. Who is the insolvent person? Who is that person who is a pauper and he does not have no money? So the Sahaba radiallahu anhu jama'een answered and they said, the person who does not have any money, so he'll be a pauper and an insolvent and a bankrupt person. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered that the muflis and the pauper, the insolvent person is the one who will come on the day of Qiyamah. He'll come with lot of ibadat. He'll come with lot of sawab. And he'll come with lot of neki, lot of tilawat, lot of zikrullah. Like how you and I are making now in this month of Ramadan. So, highlighting this hadith enlightens us and points to us that we should be careful about not losing our nekis. What we are going to attain and gather in this month of Ramadan, we should not burn it away and throw it away. So that muflis will come on a day of Qiyamah and he will come with a lot of nekis. But what he has done with those nekis of tilawat and tahajjud and zikrullah and istighfar, وَشَتَمَ هَذَا وَأَكَلَ مَعَلَ هَذَا وَقَذَفَ هَذَا, that he had swore at somebody, he had mocked at somebody, he had ridiculed somebody, he had humiliated somebody, he had eaten the wealth of orphans, he ate the wealth of his brother, he made ghibat of his friends, he spoke ill of the next person. So what Allah Rabbul Izzat will do on the day of Qiyamah? That person who he had transgressed upon, Allah Pak will, that person will ask for justice on the day of Qiyamah. So on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Pak will take his hajj and his sawm and his tilawat and he'll put it onto that person and say, this is your atonement and your recompense for the zulm that this person had committed upon you. So all his sawm and tilawat and his zakah and his hajj, all will be given to that person who he had wronged. Now, the person will say, I did not receive my recompense in full as yet. And there are others in the queue now who are claiming also from him. Now this person's nekis are all extinguished and exhausted, we can say. So Allah Rabbul Izzat now will take the person who was oppressed, will take his gunas, will take his, for example, he may have been a person who was a zani, who was an adulterer, or an adulteress, a person who consumed interest, a person, for example, who did many gunas, and the most severest of gunas, and he will take it and put it on the so-called person who did so much of nekis and a'mal, and accumulated a big bank balance in his mind, that for the akhirat now I have invested and I have made my akhirat. Whereas on the day of Qiyamah, he is a muflis and he is a pauper. Whereas the same person, during his lifetime, he did not commit zina, but now zina is coming on him. Now ghibat is coming on him. Now riba is coming on him. Backbiting is coming on him. Disrespect for parents, all the gunas of this person is coming on the so-called outwardly pious person who you and I may think of. Because this person has claimed his haqq. So Allah Rabbul Izzat now will put all the gunas onto this person's shoulders. So you and I should not be such that in this month of Ramadan, can we throw away and give all our nakis away in spite of reading so much and making so much of istighfar and tawbah. Our time has nearly expired. But my dear friends and elders and brothers, Allah Rabbul Izzat loves us so much that we cannot believe. We should seize the opportunity, not waste our time and while our time. And as I mentioned, that we have become walis overnight. Allah Rabbul Izzat is the same Allah who's present in the balance of the 11 months. So we should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and use this month as a training ground, as a spiritual cleansing of our heart. Remove all malice, greed, hasad, all types of bughs and adawat and enmity and love for this world. And in the words of Haji Farooq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, ek raho aur nek raho, that we should stay united. Stay united and stay nek and pious and stay in the company of Ahlullah. Stay in the company of our mashayikh and our ulama. We are so fortunate in this country that Allah Pak sends to our shores many a times, so many mashayikh and awliya, that we can sit in their company and we can benefit from them. This month of Ramadan, just one hadith sharif comes to mind and I will terminate, which you and I should take a lesson. That Hazrat Ka'b ibn Ujra radiyallahu ta'ala an, he says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called us close to the minbar. Lengthy hadith. And Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the minbar and he said Ameen on the first step. He ascended the minbar on the second step and he said Ameen. And he ascended the minbar on the third step and he said Ameen. So the Sahaba inquired, O Nabi of Allah, if we have noticed something very peculiar and strange today that you said Ameen on the minbar, what was it? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered and said that it was Jibreel Ameen who came to me and told and said, okay, woe be to that person who finds the month of Ramadan and the month of Ramadan gets him and he does not gain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this month of Ramadan, we should exert ourselves and make istighfar in abundance. And seek the tawbah and repentance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever sin it may be. My dear youngsters and friends, those of us who are on drugs, we should use this fast and make niyat, O Allah, that with the barakah and this fast that I'm keeping for you, O Allah, let me stay away from my drugs and my drugging and my peddling throughout the year and not be a menace to society, my dear friends. It is very sad that we know what's happening among our youth and some of our elders as well. It is absolutely destroying the fabric of society. Our ladies are complaining. Our women folk are complaining of domestic violence. How the husbands are wife bashing. This is the month of Ramadan where we can make a transformation and make these resolutions that I am going to throw out of my life all the vices. If a person can say and make sincere tawbah from this, then he has definitely got the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the yardstick and the acid test for a person knowing that he has got the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month of Ramadan, which we anticipate, imanu wa ihtisaba, that he will shun all his previous vices that he do out of the month of Ramadan. So the second step, woe be unto that person who hears thy name and he does not send durood upon you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The third step, Jibreel Amin said, okay, woe be upon that person who finds both his parents or even one of them in old age and he does not get his jannah through them. My dear friends, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listen very carefully, said Ameen to these three du'as of Jibreel Ameen. Now we know who's Jibreel Ameen. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. Hadith of Turin or Dalgo, so we take a few minutes more. So the malaika and the farishta, they are the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So their du'as are readily accepted. So Ameen was said by who? Ameen was said by none other than Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Imagine, Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Mercy unto mankind. And this is our plea and our cry of today. Rahmatul Lil Alameen is saying Ameen to the curse of Jibreel Ameen. So may Allah Ta'ala protect us and not put us into this category of the first one where we do not attain our maghfirah in this Mubarak month. And cry. This is the month of crying. This is the month of asking at the time of iftar, at the time of suhoor, during the day. This is the month of asking. مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ يَغْضَبَ عَلَيْهِ. The person who does not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala gets naraz and cross with him. We should all sincerely cry and shed those tears and say, Oh Allah, forgive me before my eyes close. Oh Allah, cleanse me. And let me not take that basket full of gunas to the qabr. Rather, I should take that basket full of nekis. And my dear friends and elders, the second one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should all recite excessive durood in this Mubarak month as well. There are so many nekis with that one durood. And the third ameen that Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, was the respect to parents. May Allah Ta'ala forgive each and every one of us, who at any given time, we may have showed disrespect to our parents. My dear friends and brothers, we'll cry tears of blood to hear and see out there how the treatment, what treatment the parents are receiving from their children. The swearing, the back answering. Now even they're punching them and hitting them. To what level have we stooped? Worse than animals. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. Allah Ta'ala make us better Muslims. And we should make this firm resolution that I am going to respect my father and mother from today. I am going to give them the utmost respect. Because if we don't have their du'as, then we have nothing. We will be like that pauper. So we should lift up the phone and phone our parents and ask them for maafi if they are alive. That Abba, Ammi, forgive me for hurting you at any time. I make sincere tawbah from disrespecting you. It is never too late, my friends. It is never too late. No, if I am 40 years old and if I hurt my parents, I will make sincere tawbah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that and lift the phone and go to them and visit them. Use this Mubarak month. Use this Mubarak month because we know sympathy and patience and tolerance is at its maximum and peak in this Mubarak month. So we should capitalize. And we know that our parents will not get displeased with us. The tears will roll from their eyes. And they will embrace us and hug us. That my son has humbled himself. He's asking for maafi. How happy Allah Ta'ala will get. Ridha al-Rabb fi ridha al-Walid. That the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies in the happiness of our parents. And the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the displeasure of our parents. So which one of us wants the displeasure of Allah and wants the displeasure of our parents? So we should use this Mubarak month for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because there's huququllah and there's huququl ibad. Allah ta'ala is prepared to forgive each and every one of us. But when it comes to huququl ibad, that Allah ta'ala will sort us out. Allah ta'ala is very forgiving. But our parents, if the mother does not forgive his son, then we know during the time of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Sahabi couldn't even recite kalima. And the mother refused to forgive. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, gather firewood. She said, what are you doing? She said, you don't want to forgive him. So he rather burn here than burning in the fire of Jahannam. So what she said? She said, I forgave him. Soon as she forgave him, kalima was recited and he was heard and he left this world with peace and ease and comfort. Just upon the maghfirat and forgiveness of his mother. So you and I, we should not hurt anybody, cause taklif to anybody, especially to our parents. Because if we don't have their du'as and their maghfirat, we have nothing in this world, my dear friends. And for whose parents have left this world, we should go to the qabr. We should make du'a and maghfirat for them. And tell Allah Rabbul Izzah, Oh Allah, I have wronged them during my life. Oh Allah, you forgive me. Send isali sawab. Take out 100 rand, 50 rand. In this Mubarak month and say, Oh Allah, I'm giving the sadaqah and khairat on behalf of my father and mother. Ya Allah, forgive my sins. Oh Allah, you forgive all of us. May Allah Rabbul Izzat grant me first the tawfiq to make amal. May Allah Rabbul Izzat forgive us all, enshroud us with His mercy in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, give us His maghfirat and emancipate us from the fire of Jahannam. Allahumma inna nasaluka al-jannah wa na'udhu bika minan nar. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.